Hi, my name is Tim Summey, and I am here tonight because I lost my brother 16 years ago in a car accident, and this ministry has meant more to me than most of the rest of life. It helped me get back up on my feet. It helped me get out of being stuck in grief, and it is extremely encouraging that you guys are here because it's what gives me the drive to continue on and digging into my own grief so that I ultimately am not stuck in grief. So my story here, I have loved Jesus since I was 7 years old. My relationship with God was cultivated by my believing family and encouraged at my Jesus-loving private Christian school. My faith was real, but it was easy. I graduated from TCA and left for Bible school in Europe. During this time, I studied Job, and I was compelled to pray on multiple occasions that God would make my faith as strong as Job's. Though he slay me, yet I will hope in him, Job 13:15. Be careful what you pray for. While I was still overseas in May of 2002, my brother Richard was in a rain-induced single car accident here in Dallas. He was badly injured and care flighted to Parkland. After yo-yoing back and forth for 6 days in the hospital, Richard went on to be with Jesus. The shock and loss revealed some buried, faulty theology that I had grown up with. I thought since I trusted God and God was in control, Richard would be healed. The loss ravaged me. My grief was relentless. I would stuff my emotions in isolation and then burst out in things that I couldn't control. Grief looked like total physical and emotional withdrawal around my family. It looked like soothing my pain through emotional eating and drinking. I was intent to avoid feeling anything. I had nearly constant physical chest pain. My heart physically hurt so bad I thought it might either explode or start a slow poisonous leak and kill me. The next 5 years were a process of turning back to the Lord. Though I never handed him my whole broken heart, I walked with him without allowing him to carry my whole burden. But God was still at work in me. By 2007, I was married to my wife, Rachel, and had been working on a team of three carpenters. Mark, Greg, and myself worked together daily for years. One weekend while camping, Greg accidentally walked off a cliff to his death. I couldn't conjure up a tear, but God used this loss to reveal my need to hand him my hurt and process through it. I was in community at the time, and we studied and served together, but we did not process much hurt on a deep level. Previously, Christian counseling had angered me, so I attended a non-Christian grief program in Colorado. Non-believers there had no hope, and I found myself rebutting their hopelessness. I began to unpack some of the fury and heartache I had been stuffing for years. My heart was being transformed, but I still was keeping my faith and grief completely separate. I didn't understand how they could fit together under God's plan. Around this time, God brought me a friend in Colorado who'd experienced loss of his own more recently than I had. As I encouraged my friend, I saw the Lord using my hurt for good for the first time. In time, my wife and I moved back to Dallas and we had our first baby. And how those milestones sting when your loved one is missing them for the first time. I attended Grief Share, its inaugural night, because I was coming to meet a friend that I had been working with. And lo and behold, that friend did not show up. About the third week, Willie, who's leading this semester, asked the phrase, "My life will never be the same because..." And I locked up. I couldn't finish the sentence. Because life was never going to be the same. My life was now new with the period of grief that had skewed what I thought my life would be. I began healing and trusting God in new ways as I learned that grief was not something that I would get over ultimately. I learned that faith and brokenheartedness could exist. I still wrestle with wanting my brother back, but my anger turned to peace at Grief Share when I began to rest again in the truth that God's character is truly good, and even when his ways are inexplicable to me. I later began to facilitate a grief share and realized that God was continuing his work in my heart and on my own grief as I, quote unquote, led others. It seemed like not too long after this peace set in that my best friend since fourth grade was killed in a tragic plane crash. In this world, we will have more trouble, right? My grief at this time was much the same physically, but with some key changes. Yes, my chest ached. Yes, the memories crashed over me. Yes, I cried and I yelled and I continued to question. But this time I had tools, a better grasp of who God's character was, more scripture on what my suffering truly was, and a community that I could trust that was not in a hurry to get me over it or just be okay for their sake, and the belief that I truly would experience joy fully again. My heart aches. I miss Landon. I am continually reliving the loss of my brother Richard, but I continue facilitating grief share because it leads me back to the truth that I have believed since I was 7 years old. Jesus paid it all. And today I am experiencing more hope and joy because I have seen that though his ways are not my ways, he still truly has me. And though I wrestle, I know he will get me through. A continued verse that I cling on to is Psalm 34:18. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are truly crushed in spirit. Thank you, guys.